بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وبعد. We continue with our lessons in contemplating and thinking over ayat of the Quran. And today we come to the 14th ayah of Surah Luqman. Today we will be studying the 14th ayah of Surah Luqman. And this is the ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. And we have admonished man regarding his two parents. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ. His mother carries him weakness upon weakness. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنٍ. And then weans him for 2 years. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيِّ الْمَصِيرِ. That you should show shukr, gratitude to me and to your two parents, and to me is your return. This noble ayah of the Quran, ayah number 14 from Surah Luqman, which is the 31st surah of the Quran, it speaks about birrul walidain, obedience to one's parents. And every Muslim knows the importance that Islam attaches to one's parents and how emphasized birrul walidain is in Islam and how severe a sin it is for a person to disobey his parents. So birrul walidain, obedience to one's parents, is from the greatest acts of worship through which a person seeks closeness to Allah subhanahu. And uququl walidain, disobedience to parents, is from the most severe sins by which a person is distanced from the mercy of Allah subhanahu. And there is no religion like the religion of Islam in how much it emphasizes the rights of the parents and obedience to parents and how severe a sin it is to disobey one parents. And for this reason, in a number of ayat and ahadith, the right of Allah to worship Him alone and obedience to parents is mentioned in the same ayah, in the same context, without any separation between them. For example, Allah subhanahu said, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And your Lord has legislated that you do not worship anybody else besides Him, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and that you show goodness to your parents. Notice in this noble ayah how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by mentioning His right to worship Him alone, al-ibad and al-tawheed. And then following on from this without any separation, he mentioned the right of the parents. And this is to show how emphasized the rights of the parents is, that it is only second to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, he said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, ayyul amali ahabbu ilallah, O Messenger of Allah, which action is most beloved to Allah? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, As-salatu ala waqtiha, to pray salah in its correct time. Then Ibn Mas'ud asked, Thumma ayyu, and then which action is most beloved to Allah? Meaning, what is the second most beloved action to Allah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Birrul walidain, goodness and obedience to one's parents. So notice, the first most beloved action to Allah is the right of Allah to as-salah, that we should worship Him through as-salah. The second most beloved action to Allah is obedience to one's parents. And similarly in the ayah which we are studying today. Because in the beginning of this ayah, Allah subhanahu said, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. And we have counseled man regarding his parents. However, the ayah before it speaks about shirk and the prohibition of a shirk and therefore the obligation of obeying Allah alone. So ayah number 13, it is وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُ. And when Luqman said to his son and he was admonishing him, يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. O my beloved son, do not commit shirk with Allah. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Because shirk is a most severe sin. It is a most severe injustice. So in ayah number 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the advice of Luqman to his son. And his advice was, stay away from ashirk. Do not direct acts of worship to other than Allah. And this therefore necessitates worshipping Allah alone. And what is the reason why shirk should not be committed? Because inna shirka la dhulmun azim. Because shirk is a very serious injustice, a severe sin. What is the injustice? Because through shirk, you are equating between the Creator, who is divine, and creation, who are created from soil and clay and water. You are creating between the one in whose hands is life and death, and the one who possesses nothing. And his own life or death is in the hands of Allah, and you are equating between them. And you are equating between the one who has blessed you with so much, and who has given you everything, with the one who has given you nothing, and cannot give you anything, and has not bestowed upon you anything. How can you equate between them? This is dhulmun azim. This is the most serious type of injustice and crime which a person can commit. And then after mentioning the right of Allah to worship, and that we should not violate the right of Allah through ashirk, then Allah subhanahu says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. And we have admonished man regarding his two parents, i.e. the father and the mother. So the first wasiyah is to establish a tawheed and to worship Allah alone. And the second wasiyah is to show goodness to one's parents. And this is a wasiyah from Allah, meaning an admonishment, a binding pledge upon us that we should do this. And therefore on Yawm al-Qiyamah, we will be questioned regarding it. And first, Allah began with the mention of both parents. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. And we have admonished and counseled man regarding both his parents, meaning father and mother. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifies the mother. He says, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَىٰ وَهْنٍ. The mother carries the child weakness upon weakness, weakness after weakness. Meaning, when the mother is carrying the fetus or the child in her womb, the suffering that she goes through, this suffering that she went through for our sake, so we could be born safe and healthy, this necessitates from us that we show goodness to her. And wahnan ala wahan, weakness after weakness, meaning difficulty upon difficulty. And this difficulty starts right from the first instance. From when the sperm, it meets the egg, from the very first instance, she begins to suffer. For the whole 9 months, she begins to suffer. Her body changes, her appearance changes, her desires change, her abilities change, her thinking might change. And she goes through sleepless nights and pain and difficulty and illness after illness. So this necessitates for us or from us that we show goodness to her. And then she goes through, of course, labor itself, childbirth, and the pains and the excruciating moments of childbirth. And then even after labor, even after the birth, وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ. Then there's 2 further years of suffering, in that she breastfeeds the child and she weans the child, and everything which is associated with this, the sleepless nights that she goes through, and her own daily life is affected and disturbed, and also she becomes ill, and all her focus is on her child, and that she would sacrifice anything for her young child. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he admonishes and he reminds man, when a man is old, about moments that he has forgotten in the first 2 years of his life. In fact, even before he was brought into this world, that you may have forgotten that time and that experience, but your mother has not forgotten. And perhaps the effects of that pregnancy and the first 2 years, it may still show on her today. And therefore, due to this, the rights of the mother and the rights of both parents are very heavy upon a person. And what is the wasiyyah? In the beginning of the ayah, Allah subhanahu said, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. And we have given an admonishment to a person regarding his two parents. So what is the wasiyyah? The wasiyyah Allah mentions at the end of this ayah. He said, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ وَإِلَيِّ الْمَصِيرِ. The wasiyyah is that you should show shukr to me, meaning to Allah, through worshipping Him and not disobeying Him. وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. And that you should show gratitude to your parents by fulfilling their rights and obeying them and not irritating them or disobeying them or harming them. And notice once again, like we mentioned before, in this ayah, Allah subhanahu combines between His right and the right of the parents. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. That you should show shukr to me, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through ibadah, وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. And show shukr and gratitude and appreciation to your parents. إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرِ. And then Allah reminds us that to me is your return. And when you do return to me, then I will question you. So the one who is obedient to his or her parents and the one who is disobedient to the parents, both of them will return to Allah. And the one who believed in Allah and worshipped Him and the one who disbelieved in Allah and neglected Him, both of them will return to Allah subhanahu. إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرِ. To me is your return and I shall question you. And I shall question you regarding this very wasiyyah, regarding this very pledge and this very admonishment. Did you fulfill it or did you not fulfill? And then after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about parents who are non-Muslims. So the first ayah, a person can understand. It applies to my two Muslim parents, father and mother, I have to obey them. How about if the parents are disobedient to Allah? How about if the parents are people of shirk and people of kufr, disbelief, polytheism, pagans? Does the obligation of obeying them still remain? Then Allah subhanahu says, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. And if they force upon you a shirk, if they force disbelief upon you, and if they order you and they command you to ascribe partners to Allah, for which you have no knowledge, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا, then do not obey them. And then Allah said, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. However, live with them in this world in a good manner. So in the next part of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about parents who are forcing their children and ordering their children with a shirk, that they should not worship Allah or they should ascribe partners to Allah. In this instance, we are not allowed to obey the parents, because ultimately no right is greater than the right of Allah. وَلَا طَاعَةَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. And there is no obedience to creation in disobedience to the Creator. So in this instance, we should not obey them in what they have commanded. However, this does not mean absolute disobedience. Notice in this ayah, Allah subhanahu did not say, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَعُقْهُمَا. Allah subhanahu did not say, and if they force upon you a shirk or they order you with a shirk for which you have no knowledge, then disobey them. Rather, He said, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Do not obey them. And the ulama, they mention a very subtle difference. فَعُقْهُمَا. Disobey them. Allah did not mention disobey them. He mentioned do not obey them, meaning do not obey them in that which they have commanded. Otherwise, continue in your obedience of them. And this is why then Allah said, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. But continue living with them and interacting with them in this worldly life in a good manner. And this is with regards to parents who are forcing shirk upon their children. So if Allah commands us to live with our parents who are ordering us with shirk, and they may be pagans themselves, that we show them goodness and kindness and we obey them as long as it does not entail disobedience to Allah. If this is regards to mushrikun, then how about the right of parents who are people of iman and people of taqwa, who worship Allah alone and they are righteous? Surely their right to obedience and goodness is even more. And the more one's parents are in need, the more emphasized the right is to obey them and show them goodness. And for this reason, the more the parents age, especially when they become elderly and they are not independent anymore and they are not able to provide, now we have to provide upon them. And the obligation remains upon a person, regardless of whether that man is married or single or has children of his own or does not have children. Regardless of this, the obligation of obedience and taking care and love and for and compassion towards the parents, this remains materialistically and also emotionally. So showing them emotional support and love and socializing with them and sitting with them and visiting them and also physically, materialistically providing for them. And then Allah subhanahu says, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ, and follow the path of those who submitted themselves to me, the prophets and the messengers and the righteous who showed submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how they were in obeying their parents. ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ, because eventually to me is your return. The righteous and the disobedient returns to Allah. The one who is good towards his or her parents and the one who was bad towards his or her parents, both of them will return to Allah. And when we return to Allah, فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, and then I shall inform you of that which you used to do. And not only inform, the meaning of informing you is that I will hold you accountable. I will give you your deeds and your record of deeds, of that which you used to do, the good and the bad. And I will hold you accountable. So this blessed ayah, the theme of this ayah is obedience to one's parents. And that obedience to parents, it is only second to the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the worship of Allah subhanahu. And that obedience to parents is regardless of whether parents are Muslims or non-Muslims. The only difference is that if parents order or command the children with something which is wrong, then we are not allowed to obey them in that matter. Aside from this, the general obligation of goodness and obedience to parents, it remains. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq and guidance. هذا والله أعلم, وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم.